All right, my yoga human people buddies. This class is a big focus on the breathing. Now, breathing is a lot of different things. You've probably heard people talk about 80-20 breathing or the reverse, or inhale breathing or exhale breathing. All big, awesome stuff in this practice. Talk a little bit about some of the muscles of breathing, some of the positions that help you breathe in or breathe out, and just the fundamental importance of strong muscles of inhalation, strong muscles of exhalation, which are often less talked about. Also touch on the importance of savasana taking up a sizable amount of time in the class, that time in the rest, really crucial for balancing the nervous system. So all this stuff comes through. This is somewhat in preparation for my first time doing my breath and spinal anatomy workshop, and that workshop is part of a continuing education and training weekend that's starting tomorrow. So by the time you're hearing this, that's happened in the past, but I will run it again. So if this stuff is of interest, make sure to tune in. Yogaismedicine.com under resources, that has some of the information about teacher training and continuing ed, and I'm expanding it now. I have so much to share. All sort of working into, you know, why the class is the way it is. Why is it important that we do these postures in these ways? There's a lot of power in them that is not necessarily understood widely or talked about widely. So I'm just working on it as my life project. I hope you have a wonderful practice. Join us on patreon.com/bikramyoga, patreon.com/bikramyoga. So you can keep getting more of this good stuff. Happy practicing. Good morning. Jess and Sue on the line. Hi, looks like you can hear me. Wonderful. Great to see you both. We have the most amazing thing in this breathing exercise. I've been thinking about it deeply for the last day and before that too, but especially the last day. So just putting your hands underneath the chin already starts some activation of the muscles attached to the rib cage. So interlace all 10 fingers, knuckles touch underneath the chin, feet together side by side. So just keep this little bit of pressure between chin and knuckles. These muscles at the upper ribs are going to start to wake up. Focus one point in the mirror, hold the stomach in, and let's start. Slowly inhale, breathing. Just nice and simple. Keep the weight to the heels, breathe in as much as you can. Exhale, breathing, head goes up. Open your mouth, push the chin slowly back, stretching the neck. Look way, way, way back, elbows forward and elbows touch each other. Inhale, breathing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 1, 2, 3. Look back, 4, 5. Very nice. 6, elbows touch. Inhale again, head down. Keep the body weight to the heels, hips and thighs contract, full lungs. Exhale, breathing, head up. Push the chin back with the knuckles. The chin resists the knuckles, so you keep those muscles of the neck activated. Inhale, breathing, head down. And the muscles, a lot of these muscles on the neck are helpful muscles to the breathing. Exhale, breathing, head up. So we're trying to involve everything, which is already involved with each other. Everything already connected, we're just reinforcing that. Inhale, breathing, head down. Breathe in by the throat. Keep the body weight to the heels. Lower body nice and steady. Exhale, breathing, head up. Inner thighs, press together a little bit. Hips forward, lower abdomen, suck it in. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, halfway, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 1, 2, 3. Look back, 4, 5, thumbs cross, 6, elbows touch. Again, please inhale. Arms out and up help you with lifting the ribs. Exhale, breathing, head up. And when you get help lifting the ribs, you use more of your lungs. Now, strong exhale, push it all out. Inhale, breathing. Try to bring in the same amount of air on each of the 6 counts of the inhale. Hold it. Exhale, breathing, head up. Try to remove the same amount of air on each of the 6 counts of the exhale. All the air out as possible. Inhale again, head down. We're stabilizing the lower body, stabilizing abdominal pressure. Breathe in as much as you can. Exhale, breathing, head up. Push the chin back. Let the shoulders relax as much as you can. Elbows come forward. Elbows touch each other. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, chin down, 4, pressing, 5, into the fingers, 6, exhale, 1, 2, mouth open, 3, 4, look way back, 5, look for the back wall, you can do it, 6, inhale, a few more in the first set. Suck in the lower abdomen, but you want the ribs to lift and expand as much as possible, no restriction there. Exhale, head up, very nice, Shamina, with rib cage. Try to keep the breastbone and upper back lifted so the ribs, the exhale muscles, really get awake. Inhale. Head down. Breastbone up, ribs up, elbows up, hold it. Exhale, head up. Try to keep the upper back, chest, breastbone lifted. So the squeezing out of the air really exercises those exhalation muscles. One more. Inhale, breathing, head down. Look for the rib cage expanding to both sides of the chest. Exhale, head up. Very nice. Slow and steady flow of air towards the end of the exhale. Try to push out more air. Stomach, stomach, stomach. Suck it in all the way. Very nice. When you're done, you can change arms down by your sides. Let's try again. Second set, interlace all 10 fingers. You can switch the grip. Other fingers interlaced if you like. Knuckles and chin stay together like glue and with a little bit of pressure. Stand up nice and tall. Lower abdomen in. Let's start again. Inhale, breathing. Push the chin down into the fingers a little bit. Armpits stretch up towards the ceiling. Exhale, breathing, mouth open, push the chin back. Elbows stay nice and high as you bring them forward, only the neck bending backward. Inhale, separate and lift the elbows up. Push the chin into the knuckles. The knuckles resist the chin. This is more of the neck muscle activity. Exhale, breathing, head up. Try to keep the armpits lifted on the exhale as you bring the elbows forward. Yeah, that's great, Michelle. So the elbows stay pretty high off of the chest. Inhale, head slowly down. Everything synchronized, the arms, the head, and inhale, all three things together. Exhale, one, mouth open, 2, 3, push the head back, 4, nice and steady, 5, 6. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, you can listen for it, 4, 5, ribs expand, 6, exhale, 1, 2, 3, steady volume, 4, 5, 6. Inhale, breathing. Exhale, breathing. Inhale, 1, 2, 3. Listening to yourself, 4. And watching yourself, 5. Breathe, 6. Exhale, 1. Chest up, 2, 3. Look back, 4, 5. Lower abdomen, 6. 2 more. Inhale, breathing, head down. Look for the rib cage expanding to both sides of the chest, visible in the mirror. Good. Exhale, breathing, head goes up, mouth open. Push the chin slowly back. Look way, way, way back. Elbows come together. One more, go ahead. You okay, Rachel? All right, just checking on you. Arms separate and lift up. Look for the ribs, breathe in your maximum amount. When you're done, exhale, breathing, head up. Lower abdomen, suck it in. Keep the body weight to the heels. Exhale as much as you can. Elbows come together. Okay, that's enough. You can change arms down by your sides. Fundamental warm-up of the breathing system, because we will be using it, no surprise, in every posture. Let's begin half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Take a deep breath, stretch up, right and left. Go ahead on your own, back and forth to create a stretch down both sides of the body. But now we're also doing the activity of breathing with the arms over the head, taking full inhales, a lot of rib elevation possible with your arms up. Wonderful for using more of your lungs. And when you use more of your lungs, you help your cardiovascular system. It's always all one thing. Come back up, please stop in the middle. Bring the maximum body weight to the heels. Push the hips a little forward, arms back a little bit, opening up the chest and rib cage. Try to eliminate any gap between hands, palms, and any gap between arms and ears. Now one more big inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Slowly bend the upper body to the right side of the room without bending the elbows, without bending the knees. Just let a little bit of air out by the nose. And when you need to breathe in again, take a full inhale, maximum expansion and lift of the rib cage. Now push your hips to the left side and you just breathe out a little bit again, trying to keep the mostly inhale position of the rib cage to keep everything more steady. Push your hips to the left side, keeping body weight on the heels. Arms back, chin up, opening up the chest. Left hip stays forward. Everyone looks great with hips in one line. You can bring the right shoulder and armpit forward, opening up the chest. Now reach over to the right. Pull the body over. Come down and push your hips to the left. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Excellent. Chin up, arms back a little, weight to the heels. Just put your mind on each thing, all the things at once. Inhale, stretch up, full lungs, absolutely straight line, reach to the left. Hold the breathing pattern, but the other thing you hold, go ahead, push your hips to the right. You're not holding your breath, but you're holding a mostly inhale position of the upper back and rib cage. So that's why sometimes it's 80-20 breathing. You inhale 100%, sometimes called that. Just exhale 20, maybe 30%, and then inhale again. So you have less movement of the spine, but you have all the air and oxygen you need. Push your hips to the right side, keeping the body weight on the heels. You also create more overall stillness when you breathe this way. Keep the hips tucked underneath, weight on the heels, arms back, chin up, both hips in one line. A little bit of left armpit forward. Then on the next inhale, breastbone up, chin up, reach over to the left side, come down, suck in your stomach and push your hips once more to the right. Inhale, breathing, come up. Looks great, Sue. Next is backward bending. Nice deep breath in, full lungs, drop your head all the way back, look for the floor behind you, and right away, bring your arms up, over and back. Try to touch the wall behind you. Bend your entire spine, coccyx to neck, lower spine, middle spine, and upper spine. Squeeze the hands, palms, and reach back, straightening elbows. Stretch at the armpits a little bit. Smooth inhale by the nose into the upper front chest. Then exhale, push your hips forward. Stomach forward, thighs forward. Maximum body weight to the heels. Now look back, breathing smoothly. Try to touch the wall behind you. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Suck in your stomach, bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time. Going from backward bending to forward bending. If needed, you can have a tiny gap between the feet, only if there's something going on that requires it. Otherwise, keep the feet together. So once you're down there, move your hips right, left a few times. You can bend one knee, then the other. You get some movement at the lower back, hips, pelvis. Next is hands to feet pose. Exhale, breathing, reach around, grab your heels from behind. So all of the fingers point straight ahead towards the mirror, pinky fingers side by side. Bring your elbows behind the legs on the calf muscles throughout the entire posture. Keep the breathing steady. Pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down from the lower spine towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, and imagine the abdomen lengthening down the legs, chest to the knees. Bring the face to the shins. Any instruction, just go in the direction of doing that thing. So elbows behind the legs. I don't care how much they go behind. Just imagine them there. Put them closer to it. Now keeping the chest and knees together and the body weight to the base of the toes. You can push the knees back a little bit to create a stretch all over the backside of the legs. Eyes open. Pull on the heels. Push the fingernails and first knuckles down to the floor to help you stretch the spine down. Top of the head closer to the tops of the feet. Change. Bring the arms back around. Interlace grip and come up. Inhale, breathing at the top with arms up. Every time is wonderful. And then exhale, arms down by your sides. Then take your next breath, just standing tall, as still as you can. Just practicing each time. All right, second set, half moon pose with hands to feet. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers, release, point your fingers, cross thumbs. Take a deep breath, full lung stretch up. Begin right side bending. Just exhale a little. Push your hips to the left and inhale again to the full rib lift and expansion, maintaining depression of the lower abdominal wall. Come down to create the stretch on the left side of the body. Now you can take your grip with the hands and the left side of the pelvis and push them or pull them, pick whatever verb you want, away from each other for five more. Breathing smoothly, four, three. Suck in your stomach, two. Watching it happen, one. Inhale, breathing, come up, and feeling it happen. And you're actually doing it, too. Inhale, stretch up. Go ahead, left side bending. Push the hips and pelvis off center to the right. Keeping the details of the setup to the best of your ability. Weight to the heels and our thighs pressed together. Depression of the lower abdomen. Hold it there. Now breathe in and out. Breathe in fully, out smoothly for five. Reach over, four. Left shoulder forward, tiny bit, three. Two. Exhale, stomach in. One. Very nice. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Inhale, breathing. Full lungs. Drop the head back. You can bring the arms back right away with the head. Squeeze palms and reach back. Push the hands first up towards the ceiling, but then pass the face towards the back wall. Total spine backward bending. Try to be aware. Sensation of the entire spine. Lower back, middle back, upper back, and the neck. Smooth inhale into the upper front chest. As you exhale, push the hips, stomach, thighs forward. Now everybody go back. There's strength and relaxation simultaneously happening. Try to touch the back wall. Inhale, breathing, come back up. Take a deep breath, stomach in, bend your knees. Take your time, hands on the floor in front of you. Take your really, truly take your time. If the lower back needs some more support, then go for it. Once your hands are down as much as they'll go, right, left with the hips. Bend one knee and then the other. The next exhale, breathing. Hands to feet pose as soon as you can. If you require, if the body is requiring more time in the warm-up, you take it. If not, grab the heels and you can be in the posture to your particular present moment expression of the posture sooner rather than later. And every day is going to be a little different. How fast you get in, how far you go, every one is perfect. Pull on the heels. Every expression of it is therapeutic. So, and beyond that, taking you beyond your just normal healthy state, pull on the heels, slowly, gently push the knees back. Eyes open, touch your face on the shins. Just the act of holding still and breathing. Then add on to that being upside down, holding still and breathing. And then all the stretch of the posture is a nice little side benefit. Pull on the heels, slowly, gently push the knees back, lock the knees. Good, come up, arms and head together. When you get up to the top, inhale, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Arms gently down by your sides. Okay, so we started with the breathing and the spine, and now we will move to the legs and a little more with the circulation. Right foot step out to the right, 6 inches, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, bring the arms up in front of you, all five fingers together, tricep muscles contracted. Take a deep breath in. Exhale, stomach in, sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on the heels. Stick your hips out behind you, lower down. Until the lowest you'll go is thighs parallel to the floor. It doesn't mean you have to go that low to get the benefit. That just is where you're headed. That's the map. Suck in your stomach, depression of the lower abdominal wall. Rib cage may be visible in the mirror. Now lift your chest up and lean back. More back, go back. Try to fall down backwards. Inhale, breathing, come all the way up. Keep the arms there. Go straight up on the tiptoes, but not with your feet. Stretch the whole spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Shoulders down, stomach in, exhale, sit right down on the tops of the toes until hips touch the chair. Push the big toes down, heels up. Push the big toes down, knees up. That's great, Carolyn. Keep pushing ankles forward towards the mirror and upper body back. That's great, Darcy. So upper body is stretching straight up towards the ceiling. Inhale, breathing, come up. Lower the heels once you're up. Third part, come up a little bit on your toes, squeeze the knees together. Lower abdomen in, watch yourself take an inhale and slowly sit down. And the whole time, in awkward pose, you can watch yourself inhale, ribs expand and lift to the sides, and you can see yourself exhale. Keep the knees together. Sit as much as you can. If you're all the way down close to the heels, push the knees down and forward a little bit, arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor. Still, every time you're inhaling, lower abdomen in, ribs lift and expand. Try to keep the shoulders down. Inhale, breathing, slowly come up. This looks amazing, you guys. Keeping the knees together, heels lower down, and right foot to the left, arms down by your sides. Second set, right foot, step out to the right, feet parallel to each other. Inhale, breathing, bring the arms up in front of you and begin. Exhale, stomach, and you can get right into it. So you right now, the potential of you getting into the posture and stillness with your full attention and body part, best alignment you can, it's not you compared to yesterday. It's not you compared to someone else. Just you right now, what is possible. Keep 6 inches between the heels, between the big toes, between the knees and the hands. Depression of the abdominal wall. Suck it in, tightening up, hold it in. Now lean back. Try to fall down backwards at the same time. Try to touch the mirror. Inhale, breathing, come all the way up. Lift everything, not just the heels. Stretch your spine, chest, head, and heels up. 6 inches higher. All right. Exhale, stomach in. Drop right down on the tops of the toes. Hold it for 10 counts. 9. Hips in the chair. 8. Push ankles forward. 7. Yes, Darcy. 6. Take a deep breath. 5. Chest up, stomach in. 4. 3. 2. Super high heels. 1. Inhale, come up. All right. Randy with the feet. Come up. On your toes a tiny amount. Squeeze the knees together. Take a deep breath. Huge expansion, lift of the rib cage. Sit down for 10 counts slowly. 9, knees together. 8. Now breathing steady. 7, 6, 5. You can try to slow it down. 4, even more as you get towards the bottom. 3, 2, 1. Take your time. Keep the knees together. Push them down and forward, arms parallel to the thighs. Once you're sitting all the way down, thighs parallel to the floor. Inhale, come up in 5 counts. 4, take your time. 3, 2, 1, right foot to the left, arms down. All right, eagle pose, Garudasana. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, full lungs. As you're exhaling, swing the right arm underneath the left arm, cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs close to the face but not touching, pinky fingers towards the mirror. Pull your elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose and bend your knees. Sit in the chair as low as possible. Upper body back. Stay down as low as you can. Right leg lift up over the left as high as possible. Cross your legs each other. Twist like ropes. First, just try to lift and cross the legs as high on the legs as possible, and then sit down as much as possible. Eventually, the right foot may go behind the left calf muscle, all five toes visible in the mirror. Whether or not the foot is wrapped, squeeze thighs and sit down. Body weight slightly to the heel. Pull the elbows down towards your belly button. At the same time, lift the chest up. So the arms down, chest up, sit down, twist like ropes. Slowly come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head sideways. Swing the left arm underneath the right arm, cross again. Thumbs close to the face, pinky fingers towards the mirror, even if you don't have the hands together yet. Pull the elbows down, stomach, and sit all the way down in the chair. Bend your knees. Upper body back. Good. Left leg lift up over the right. Now, when you go ahead, twist the legs, sit down as much as you can, see if you can wrap the foot. When you're pulling the elbows down, I want you to watch the whole arms in the mirror. If you pull the elbows down towards the belly button, the shoulders come down because the elbow is connected to the shoulder. Newsflash. Sit down a little more, twist like ropes. Hands, knees, feet, all in the center, right below the nose. All right, change again. Come up, second set. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing the right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Sit as low as you can with the feet flat. Just try it. Sit down like first part of awkward pose, upper body back. Right leg lift up over the left. It's not just that parts are connected. It's that the parts become the other thing. They're weaving. They're one fabric. And we have different names, and we say they're connected. But they're actually continuous tissue, okay, that just is filled with different stuff. So just a little vocab help for us to think a little more closer to the reality. Pull the elbows down, sit down, and breathe smoothly at your limit in the posture. Very nice. Change again. Come up. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands in front of the face. Pull the elbows down, stomach in. Sit down in the chair. Nobody sat there and connected your fill in the blank to your other thing, right? Left leg, your arm to your chest or your rib to the spine. Left leg over the right. Nobody attached them. They never got attached. They grew out from one. So you just squeeze and twist. Pull the elbows down so you can see the shoulders come down. That's just one tiny example of the one-piece nature of the system. Wonderful. Change again. Feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. And arms down by your side. Party time, if you like. Go ahead. You know, every once in a while we have this vibe in the room like Jets and Sharks. There's like this crowd and this crowd, and I expect you to bust out in a West Side Story dance. You're like, hey. No, I don't really. Unless you have some choreography prepared. I mean, you never know. Maybe you guys conspired before class. All right, Randy's on it. All right, standing at the knee pose, everyone. Start with the feet together. Pick your right leg up. Suck in your stomach. Grab the right foot exactly 2 inches below the toes, thumbs included with the grip. Please don't lose the grip. Concentrate deeply. Whether or not you can reach the foot, concentrate deeply on your standing leg. Look in the mirror at the left knee, just as a point of focus. Push the knee back till the leg is straight. And then the whole leg locks as muscle energization, contraction, whole leg locked. On your inhale, slowly, gently, right leg lift up and stretch forward, nice and easy. Until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor, no higher and no lower. Smooth inhale by the nose. Kick your right heel forward. Flex the foot back from the ankle, all five toes turning in. Squeeze the upper inner thighs in towards the center. This will help you balance. And then once both legs are locked, then only bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Make sure you maintain or increase the cramp sensation on the top of both thighs, especially right thigh. Slowly change out of it. Arms straighten. Very steady. Right foot down and arms down. Shift the body weight to the right foot. Just doing that in the present moment already counts as the posture. Left leg lift up. Exhale. Go ahead and grab the left foot exactly 2 inches below the toes. All 10 fingers included. Thumbs under the foot. Now stand tall on the right leg. It's not just a straight knee. That's like 5% of locking the leg. You have a straight knee. And then distribute the weight equally the same all over the right foot. Push the right outer butt cheek forward. That will help you. Inhale, breathing, left leg lift up slowly and gently until the entire left leg is locked. Mild hyperextension of the knee is not actually a problem, so you don't have to be weirded out or afraid of pushing the knee back. Occasionally it happens too much, but very rare. Take a deep breath. Kick the left heel forward. Flex the foot from the ankle. That's great, Michelle. All five toes turning in. Once you can get both legs locked, then only bring the elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Maintain or increase cramp sensation on the top of both thighs, especially upper left thigh close to the hip. Change. Straighten the elbows. Good control, Sue. Bend the left knee and feet together, arms down. Let's try again. Standing head to knee pose. Nice deep breath in. Pick up the right foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Push the knee all the way back till it's at least straight. If it goes a little beyond straight, it's actually normal, natural. You don't have to worry. But if it bothers you, then we'll figure it out. You can push the knee back, contract the left standing thigh, and then right leg lift up. Take your time, slowly, gently, until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Kick the right heel forward continuously. That's great, Kimberly. With toes turning back, everyone, all five toes turn back. Once you are with both legs locked, normal breathing, and your smiling, happy face, that's a good time to do more in a posture. In other words, bring your elbows down. If elbows go down below the calf muscle and still you're breathing normally with your smiling, happy face, that is a good time to do more. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, suck in your stomach, and touch your forehead on the knee. Take your time reversing out, head up, straighten elbows, and change. If you're shaking, freaking out, or thinking things are not going very well, that's probably not the best time to do more in the posture. First, you can gather yourself, and then wait for that to happen. Now let's do the last one. Nice deep breath in. Pick up the left foot. It's wonderful. Sometimes you realize now's not a good time to do more. Oh, now is a good time to do more. It's constant attention to that process. Go ahead, pick up the foot. Standing leg solid, concrete lamppost unbroken. Inhale, breathing, left leg lift up. You can bring the torso up a little bit as you bring the leg up. Yeah, good, Caroline. Now take a deep breath, kick the left heel, flex the foot from the ankle. Just think, when you lift the leg, Randy, a little bit of upper body lifted, the standing leg hip joint will stabilize. Squeeze upper inner legs in towards the center, last five counts, go to your limit. 4, and then breathe smoothly. 3, 2, keep the eyes steady as possible. 1, okay, change again, left foot down. Take your time. Wonderful. Standing bow pulling pose, Dande Mana Dhanurasana. Bring the right hand out in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the side, straighten your elbow. Hold the ankle from the inside, all five fingers together. Left arm all the way up. Now, from the sole of the left foot, you see that part, all the way up to the left fingertips, I want everything to stretch up. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Very good. Now, charge your upper body forward. Take that same stretch that you started with and bring it forward towards the mirror. Try to touch the mirror. You can bring the left arm down parallel to the floor right away. Kick back and then kick straight up until you see the foot coming up over center line of the head. So look forward. Look at your left knee in the mirror or higher if possible on the reflection. Not dropping the head. You want to keep the chin up a little bit to get a little backward bend of your neck. Now stretch forward and kick up equally the same. 50-50 simultaneous. As you bring the body down, keep the body weight a little more to the base of the toes rather than dropping back to the heel. Now go and touch the mirror. Kick. Everybody chin up, kick. Inhale, stretch and kick up equally the same. Good. Change. Feet together, arms down. Let's try the other side. Left hand palm up in front of you. Reach out. Hold the ankle from the inside, five fingers together. Bring the right arm all the way up. The same thing here, from the sole of the foot to the fingertip, stretch up, especially at the right waistband. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling and begin. Charge your upper body forward. Try to touch the mirror. You can bring the right arm down sooner than the whole body comes down. So bring the right arm parallel to the floor, and then imagine I'm pulling the right arm fingertips towards the mirror. So you bring the right armpit towards the mirror, stretching to bring the shoulder to the chin. Kick back all the while. Kick back, left shoulder back. That's good with shoulders, Randy. Now kick straight up towards the ceiling till you see the foot coming up over center line of the head. Keep the standing leg locked, right upper thigh muscles contracted, upper body down until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. Now stretch and kick. Take a deep breath. Go and touch the mirror. Kick up just a little more, left shoulder back. Change again. Feet together, arms down. I was eavesdropping on your balancing stick conversation. No, I heard Darcy was saying, oh, that balancing stick posture, which we're going to do after standing bow, but I'm bringing up early for a reason. When you do standing bow pulling, you're on one leg, right? Over this hip. If you can stretch up here from the upper thigh through the hip joint to about the rib cage, not only here, but especially here. When you stretch up, try to keep the lift over this hip joint. So you're not just letting this hip drop and collapse. So if you can imagine from approximately here to here in the setup, making some room in there. And then even when you come down, I want you to try to keep that lifted sensation of the joint. Then when you get into balancing stick, you're going to have warmed it up, woken it up, have a little more stability. Good news? Okay. Did that make a little sense? Stand tall over it. Let's try it. Right hand palm up, reach out to the right, hold the ankle, left arm up. So you get the grip and you get the arm, but you can even watch that part in the mirror from the upper thigh to the mid waistband on the left side. Now stretch up right there and then go ahead. Try for 20 counts. Keep that body part 19, long, 18, 17, more stable, 16, 15, go and touch the mirror, 14, 13, look forward, 12, 11, reach, 10, nice, Rachel. 9, 8, smooth breathing. 7, chin up. 6, eyes level. 5, 4, go and touch the mirror. 3, kick straight up. 2, 1, great. The ultimate destination of the posture is not the posture, it's you. But doing these things will help you use that body area. Let's do left hand palm up, turn it out, hold the ankle from the inside. Bring the right arm all the way up. Palm facing the mirror. Knees, thighs together. Now that same body part, right upper thigh to right waistband. Inhale, reach up over the hip joint and then for 20 counts. Try to keep it long. 19, 18, 17. Go and touch the mirror. 16, that's it. 15, 14, 13. Take a deep breath. 12, smooth breathing. 11, 10. Go and touch the mirror. 9, right armpit stretches forward. 8, yes, that's it. 7, 6, come down and kick. 5, stretch and kick. 4, equally the same. 3, you got it, Jess. 2, push left knee up towards the ceiling. 1, awesome. That's a very nice one, Jess. How about that? Did you feel it a little bit? Okay. This is going to help you walk better for longer. That's what matters. I don't care if you have a nice balancing stick. Like, so what? I mean, it's nice, but what does that do for your life? What you want is to use the hip joint, right? In a helpful, supported way. Let's do balancing stick. Front row, you can step to the back of the mat, feet together. Inhale, breathing arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace, grip, pointer, fingers up, chin up. Take a deep breath, big step onto the right foot. Don't come down yet. I want you to stand on one leg, do the same thing you did in balance and standing bow. Lift up over the hip joint and then bring the body over and down. Look forward and try to keep that body area sort of lengthened between upper right thigh and right waistband. Come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up, natural human traction. Change, come up. All right, chin up. Inhale, breathing, big step onto the left foot. Standing leg locked, stand on one leg. I want only one foot on the floor before you stretch up. Now inhale, stretch up, and then come down. Good, Jasmine, that's it. Try to keep the body weight a little bit to base of the toes, no bend of the knee. Left thigh muscles contract. You can do it. Come down, leg up, stretch forward, leg up, go, and touch the mirror, stretch. Inhale, breathing, come up. It's very complicated in that hip joint, feet together, arms down by your sides. But that's just how it is. That's how the hip joint is that way. We're just recognizing it, working with it, not adding any complexity. The body's already as complex as it gets. All right, let's do second set. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Interlace, grip, point your fingers up. Step onto the right foot. So I want everyone on one foot because this first stretch up is so important. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling. Bring the body over and down. Come to your capital T as far as you can and hold for 10 counts. Look forward. 9, on the floor. 8, about 4 feet in front of you. 7, squeeze hands, palm. 6, 5, take a deep breath. 4, that's great, Jasmine. 3, reach with the back toes. 2, all the way to the back wall. 1, change again. Okay, last one. Inhale, stand on the left foot. Stand tall on one leg. I want the back toes off the floor. Inhale, stretch up and over. Come down. Good, Shamina, I see it. 10, look forward. 9, keep that body part lengthening. 8, 7, body weight forward. 6, towards base of the toes. 5, that's it, Kimberly. 4, lower left abdomen. 3, suck it in and lengthen. 2, 1. Okay, change again. Feet together, arms down. Nice work, just standing in one place. Okay, standing separate leg stretching. You can step over to the left side of the mat. Feet together, toes and heels touching each other. Inhale, breathing arms overhead sideways, hands palms together. Nice big step out over your mat. Arms down immediately parallel to the floor. Heels in one line, feet straight ahead. Or, if possible, turn the feet inward slightly. Now lock the legs throughout the posture. Knees straight, kneecaps lifted, upper thighs contract. Inhale, begin stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Look forward, chin forward. Keep as much weight to the base of the toes as you can. And when you can't go any further, bring the hands down. Grab the heels or hands on the floor in front of you to start with. If you don't have legs locked yet, keep the body weight on the hands and base of the toes and work on pushing the knees back until it's not just a straight knee, but you can then lift the kneecap up using the lower quadriceps there, and eventually you'll feel the contraction going to the upper thighs on the front. If you also have the heels, pull on the heels to stretch the upper body down from your lower spine towards the floor. Smooth breathing in the inverted position is tremendous for your internal organs, lungs, brain, blood vessels. Take your time to come up, arms out, head up, slowly come up. Inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head, arms down by your sides. Let's try again. Second set, standing, separate leg stretching. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. You can take a bigger step if you didn't touch the head to the floor. Lock the legs first. Inhale, stomach in, begin. Stretch the upper body forward from the lower spine. Push your face and breastbone towards the mirror. Arms stay outstretched for as long as possible. And then you can bring the hands down when you've gotten yourself as far as you can. Good, Jess. Nice control, you guys. Just doing things in the moment as you are paying attention to those things. Not only the thing you're inputting, you're doing something and then you're realizing the feedback from doing that thing. Looking at what's in front of you, reducing all the programming and filter. This is already the ultimate destination, present moment concentration. It happens to be somewhat about the hip joint sometimes and about the breathing. Pull on the heels to stretch the body down. Eventually, the head may touch the floor between the feet, but any amount in the posture, breathing smoothly in stillness, is the posture. Slowly come up, head up, and arms out. There's no rush to stand after being upside down. Just take it easy. And once you're upright, inhale, right foot to the left, arms over the head, arms down by your sides. Just that quiet, just a minute of quiet inside this. If it's in my head, I don't know where the thoughts really are. Let's do triangle pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms immediately parallel to the floor, palms face down. Take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back, opening the chest. Turn the right foot all the way out to your right. Make sure the heels stay in one line and then bend the right knee. Sit down. You can bounce a couple of times to get all the way down there, right thigh parallel to the floor. Bring the arms back once more, stomach in, and begin. Tilt the upper body to the right. You can let the hips, Vic, sort of turn to the right side of the room if that helps at all. Push the right knee back, everyone, with help of the right arm. Yep. Yeah, even more if that is fine, if you can do it. Push the right knee back, everyone, sit down. Try to touch between big and second toe. Stretch the left arm all the way up to the fingertips. So the wrists and all the left hand fingers and thumbs stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Chin to the left shoulder. Keep the upper body lifted. Push the right foot firmly down so you get the strength in. Mobility to sit down and touch the toes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn the right foot straight ahead. Take a deep breath. Push the hips, pelvis forward as much as they'll go. Arms back, opening the chest. Turn the left foot all the way out. Two heels in one line. Bend the left knee and sit down. Now your right foot and leg can turn in a little bit. Don't force it, but just allow it to. Sit down all the way. Arms back, stomach, and go ahead. Tilt the upper body to the left. Left arm down, right arm up. Push the left knee back. You can look down first at your left elbow, wrist, and fingers. If there's any bend in any of those, try to reach. Push the fingertips straight down. And then turn your head. Stretch the top arm straight up all the way to the fingertips. Sometimes the palm curves or the wrist bend or the fingers bend. Try to stretch and flatten all of that so you reach all the way up to the fingertips. Sit down. Press the left foot firmly down so you can get the strength to touch the toes one day. Inhale, breathing, come up. Left toes turn in. Feet together, arms over the head. And arms down by your sides. Any birthdays today? All right. Any questions? That's good. All right, let's try second set. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Inhale, push the hips and pelvis forward, arms back, opening the chest. You can turn the right foot out and sit down. There's a certain setup position. Try to sit down all the way in the chair, left leg locked. Now arms back, stomach, and inhale. Go ahead and tilt the upper body again. So now we're doing these incredible things with like all the breathing muscles here. All right, around the back, at the neck and throat, at the shoulders. So we're doing these special things with the breathing accessory muscles. And then we're trying to breathe deeply, plus this intensity, the cardiopulmonary intensity of triangle pose helps us use that even more. Stretch up and stretch down. Eventually have nice, slow, full breathing in triangle pose. Turn and twist upper body back, keeping the left leg locked, left foot flat. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nice breathing, everyone. Right foot straight ahead, take a deep breath. Push both hips forward, arms back, chest up. Turn the left foot all the way out. Get your heels in the line, all the body parts in the position, and then bend the left knee, sit down. Right toes and right leg can turn in a little. Take a deep breath, stomach in, begin. Left arm down, right arm up. Try to get your two arms in one vertical line, stretching each other like natural human traction. Keep the upper, that's better, Carolyn. Keep the upper body just a little bit lifted. There you go. Now, as you push the left knee back, everyone, bring the left armpit, shoulder, chest towards the mirror. Right armpit back, ponytail over bottom shoulder. That's it. Stretch up, sit down, touch your toes. Inhale, come up. Change all the way. Feet together, arms over the head. Arms down by your sides. Oh, did I? I didn't. There's no way to say everything in a posture, right? Like every time you breathe in, you massage your heart, and the thoracic pump helps the heart move the blood. I mean, this is a huge, big deal for our entire circulatory oxygenation system. All right, standing separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Big step out to the right. Keep your arms there. Turn on your heels 90 degrees to the right. Turn your back foot in 45 degrees and left hip forward. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Go down front side. Tuck your chin to the chest. This is probably the first time you're really flexing the spine all the way. So take your time. Tuck the chin, stomach in. Bring your forehead to the right knee. If the forehead does not go to the knee, bend the knee a little bit. Bring the knee to the forehead. So we're trying to round or flex the entire spinal column. Hands in front of the right foot, if possible, together. Push your fingertips into the floor, wrists and elbows straight. Throughout the posture, back leg locked, back heel pressing on the floor, and shift more body weight to the front foot towards the base of the big toe. So you can bring the right hip up, left hip down and forward to get two hips eventually in one line parallel to the floor. Push the right knee back slowly. Come back up. Wow. That was a... I don't know if you guys realize how amazing the stillness energy is in here. Turn all the way around. I'm sure we all do on some level, but just to watch it is very cool. Turn the back foot in, right hip forward. Inhale, stretch up. Begin slowly. Tuck your chin to the chest. And the amazing power of just being in a room full of other humans in that mode is... hard to describe. If you cannot get the head to the left knee, but it's powerful. In the present moment, the best of your ability, all in one space. Now you can bend the left knee if needed. Push the fingertips into the floor. Back leg locked, back heel pressing to the floor. Very nice rounded spine. So push the left knee a little bit back with help of the forehead. Just make sure knee and forehead stay together. Now push it all the way back. Left knee straight, slowly come up. And once you're standing, turn, face the mirror. Right foot to the left, arms down by your sides. Let's try again. Standing, separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together, cross the thumbs, right foot step out to the right. Dandayamana, Bibhaktapada, standing, separate leg, turn on your heels. Janusharasana is head to knee. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees, left hip forward. Inhale, stretch up, and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest. Really important that we have these throat compressions for thyroid and parathyroid glands. So you have one here. We have two, three, you know, more in the floor postures and two sets of each. So we get quite a few, more than 10 compressions of the throat, compressions of the pancreas, extension of the kidneys and adrenal glands. Now, to balance in this posture, try to squeeze upper inner thighs together, pressing both feet deliberately to the floor. Push the right knee back, lock the leg. Slowly come up. Locked leg is not just a straight knee, it's a leg control. All right. Once you're all the way up, turn 180 85 degrees. Make sure you turn enough back foot in, 45 degrees, right hip forward. Inhale, breathing, stretch up. Begin. First the neck. Tuck your chin to the chest and then curl up from the top down. Nice, tight, compact. All of the layers of tissue, bones to the skin. Major blood vessels, major nerve channels included. And then we put them into this particular position and hold still with the breath. So we train the system. This position is a place you can relax. Back leg locked, back heel flat. Squeeze upper inner thighs together. Just be there. All right, push the knee back a couple of times. Lock the leg. Slowly come up. Once you're standing, turn, face the mirror. Right foot to the left foot. Arms down by your sides. All right, time for tree pose. Neutral spine always we end with for standing posture. Start with the feet together. Toes and heels touching each other. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Bring your right heel all the way up as high as it goes on the left thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Grab the front of the ankle with your right hand and underneath at the toes with the left. Once you have the heel all the way up there, very slowly, gently bring the right knee down and back to get two knees in one line from the side. Push hips a little forward, opening up hips and pelvis. Stand tall. You can do a very similar activity as standing bow pulling and balancing stick. From the upper left thigh to the left waistband, see if you can lift up a little bit. Level the hips, stretch the chest and spine up. Shoulders stay level. First, the right hand in front of the chest. Now, if you don't need to hold the foot, if the foot does not slip, in other words, you can bring the left hand up. But if the left heel is sliding at all down, or if it's not to the very top hip crease of the thigh, continue to hold the foot with the left hand. Gently change, right foot down and arms down for just a moment. Shift your body weight to the right foot, left leg lift up, bring the heel as high as it goes. Aim the heel to the even above the hip crease, towards the navel even. Be gentle with the knee, but once the heel is all the way at the top of the thigh, where the thigh meets the torso, that's where the heel goes before you push the knee down. It's very important for the knee that you just wait. You don't force it. If the heel's halfway down the thigh, please don't force it. Just pick the leg up and wait. Suck in your stomach, stretch the spine up. Try to lift up between upper right thigh and right waistband. Stand tall, hips level, shoulders relaxed. Go ahead with the hands, first the left. And then if the foot has not slipped, if the foot is already at the top of the thigh, then you can try to let go. Otherwise, you can just wait for it. No rush. Change again. Left foot down, arms down by your sides. All right, four. Toe stand. Begin in tree pose. Bring your right heel at least halfway up the thigh. So this one, you can start more of the posture with the heel halfway up the thigh. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you. Slowly bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight as a beginner until you can touch the floor. If you've been doing toe stand for a while, it's fine to bend the knee on the way down. Shift your body weight to the fingertips or hands and sit down any amount to the heel. Once you're sitting down, bring the arms around to the sides of the body, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes point to the left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Now, you lift up. Same area, right above the pelvis. Lower abdomen in, lift the spine, chest, and head up towards the ceiling. First, you can bring the left hand in front of the chest. And if still, you can balance. Right hand up, palms together. To change, bring the hands down first. Take your time, come back up. Standing up in tree pose. And then you can look straight ahead, finish up. Right foot gently down, arms down. On your next inhale, you can go right ahead into the next side. Left leg, heel, at least halfway up the thigh. If the heel does not stay on the thigh, or if the heel does not stay at least halfway up the thigh, just wait until it does. Then look at the floor and slowly come forward. Nobody knows your particular calendar in advance. We don't know when the thing if and when the thing is going to do the thing we're trying to make it. So you can just be there and enjoy. Look at the floor a few feet in front of you, hands to the floor. And whatever the situation, whatever the feedback is, let's say you have to stop 20% into the posture because you're getting feedback of a stretch, that's the stretch you need. If you skip over some alignment or skip over some sort of prerequisite actions of the posture because you want to go further, then you actually skip over that benefit. So just take your time. Just logic for waiting. Hands up in front of the chest one at a time. Palms together. Take your time again. Hands down. Push the hips back up. And stand up in tree pose. Look in the mirror. Wonderful. Everybody left foot down, arms down by your sides. You can turn around, relax on your back. You got the easy way down, right, Jeff? No, I'm just going to sit right down. All good. Yeah. Free delivery. I don't have an app for delivering tissue, but to maybe state the obvious, but I'm going to just say it, right? Let's say you're 20% of the way into, let's just say toe stand because that's what we were just doing. Let's say you're 20% of the way into toe stand and you feel a physical sort of tissue limit. Especially something that feels like it's tight or tense and this is just giving it some relaxation, mild stretch. Getting that thing, that mild stretch, release of tension, breathing normally, waiting, all right, the psychological or emotional act of holding still, just waiting and breathing and letting that thing unwind. I just said a lot of beneficial things, right? Just being there, waiting, breathing smoothly, letting something take care of itself, letting some circulation, letting some healing. That's a whole bunch of benefit to your system, to your mind, to your emotional state, your chemical state, and to even that soft tissue area. Plan B, if you skip over that, let some alignment go and get into it, in quotation marks, I'm putting that in air quotes, get into the posture more, in air quotes also. Okay, more, I'm doing more, I'm doing better. I'm doing the full expression. What did you get? Probably missed out on most of those things I said in plan A, right? You went for it. You can say, I did it, but what does I did it mean, right? Sort of maybe looks like more of the posture. But if you miss out on the waiting, breathing, allowing something to unwind, respecting that body part that's like, wait a minute, I'm not ready yet. There's a huge difference and a huge, I'm making my case. You can make your case to your own self and have the conversation with yourself. Should I go more and skip over that thing? Should I just wait here? You can make your own case to yourself because there will be a conversation inside of yourself all the time. If when you start to realize, oh, I want to go further, I want to do more. What are you getting out of that particular mode versus just being there in stillness? A couple more smooth breaths in and out by the nose. And I'm not saying never go for it. Sometimes you go for it, you learn something. It's not like you did it badly or wrong if you did plan B sometimes, or you do it in the future. It's not the worst thing ever. You're here and you're practicing and that's hugely awesome. Okay, let's do wind moving pose. Right leg, lift up. Interlace all 10 fingers 2 inches below the right knee. Thumbs included with the grip. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Keep the upper back or two shoulders as evenly on the floor as you can pull. Tuck the chin, keeping the head on the floor so the back of the neck stretches and flattens to the floor. The left leg, the one that's on the floor, flex the left foot at the ankle. The leg you're pulling on, the right one, try to relax the foot, ankle, knee, everything. Pull and freeze. Good, change again. Release the grip, right leg down, arms down. Left leg lift up, interlace all 10 fingers, cross your thumbs. Pull your left knee towards the left armpit, shoulder region, upper back on the floor. Keeping the head on the floor, tuck the chin, look down the center line of the body. The right leg that's out on the floor, you can turn up and back at the ankle, but keep the left leg, foot and ankle totally loose, easy, pull and freeze. Change. Yeah, good, Vic. I was watching the legs. Left leg lower down, arms down. Immediately, both knees up in, close to the chest, grab elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees. Nice tight grip, as compact as you can get right now. Not yesterday's you, not your neighbor. Grab elbows or somewhere on the way to the elbows. A towel bridge works. The hooking the fingers works. The wrists work. Bring the head back to the floor. Tuck the chin. Look down the center line of the body. Little by little, the spine lengthening. Lower abdominal wall. Press it in. Suck it in towards the floor and hold it in. change. Release the grip, arms and legs back to Savasana, heels touch, palms open. Smooth inhale by the nose, let the abdomen rise up. And smooth exhale by the nose. To retain the nervous system balancing of the asana practice, we must have significant time in this rest or the rest on the abdomen. We don't want to have 90 minutes of sucking in your stomach. That's overstimulating. So we have quite a bit of time, half of the rest of the class. You have relaxed abdomen. Ideally. Okay, I know you're trying. I know it's not always perfect, but you try, right? All right, let's do a second set. Right leg lift up, interlace all 10 fingers, cross your thumbs, pull the right knee towards the right shoulder. So to retain the asana, the spirit of the, even just the physical, even just the physiological balancing of yoga practice, we must retain significant, more time than the mind wants, significant time in abdominal relaxation. Pull the knee. Now the stomach is in though. Suck it in to stabilize the lower spine. Breathe in and out smoothly. Pull and freeze. Great. Change again. Right leg lower, down, arms down. Left leg lift up. Interlace all 10 fingers. Cross your thumbs. Pull the left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. Head on the floor. Tuck the chin. Look down the center line of the body. So you can give the autonomic nervous system care, balancing care. Get the sympathetic nervous system, parasympathetic nervous system, just as calibrated as possible. Pull, tuck the chin, and freeze. Change. You have a question on the posture? Okay. Both legs up. Just on the left leg when you pull the left knee, Michelle? Okay, everyone grab your elbows, each other, do the third part. Are you getting it now, or is it just in the one leg? Oh, I still have more questions. Pull the knee, tuck the chin, everybody. I want to know if when you pull on the right side, is it on the right side of your back or is it both sides, same on the left? Can you explore that for me and we can keep going with it, Michelle? Tuck the chin, everyone. Look down, breathing in and out by the nose. Okay, change again, everyone. Back to Savasana. Can you try this? Bring the right leg up, Michelle, but try to keep the left rib cage on the floor right at the level where you're feeling the back. I think you're feeling the rib area. If you roll your upper body to the left a little more, keep the upper back more flat, does that lessen it? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but it's okay if you don't. Try the other side for me. Focus more on keeping the spine and back level than, oh, I got to get my knee all the way to the armpit. Okay? You're getting plenty of abdominal intestinal massage. You do not have to. Just because you can, like just because the hip joint allows your knee to go to the armpit, It doesn't give you necessarily more benefit if that's torquing you over to the side and pulling on the back ribs. Does that make sense? Okay. All right. Yoga sit-up time. Feet together, flex. Arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Sit up. Go for the toes. Strong exhalation. Double jerk. Head to the knees. Turn around. Lie down on your front side for cobra pose. Bhujangasana. Bring the hands underneath the chest. All five fingers together on each hand. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders. Pinky fingers in line with deltoids. Glue it down. Press the hands palms firmly into the floor. Bring your legs and feet together. Hips and thighs contract. Chin on the floor. You get a little stretch of the throat. Inhale, breathing. Look up towards the ceiling. Lift your upper body up using 100% back strength and some legs and some arms. Push hands palms firmly down. Nice shamina. Come up halfway till the elbows are 90-degree angle and your rib cage is off the floor. Lift the chest up. Keep the elbows in, down and back to drop the shoulders down. Come up. Push your neck, throat, collarbones, face up, over, and back. Change. Slowly bring the chin down. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. The neck, chest, shoulder, and arm complex. We never really use one muscle at a time. So you can know the muscles and anatomy, and it's cool to know where they're attached. But I'm just going to say right now, the neck, shoulder, arm, and chest muscle complex. A huge number of those muscles are attached to the rib cage and assist you with inhaling. So if you have tension pulling in whatever directions the body pulls, or sort of lack of use also can happen, some atrophy of those muscles, your rib cage, your breathing apparatus is not as functional, it's not as mobile as when you have the whole complex. So all this neck stretching, the chin tucking, the twisting triangle and standing bow pulling. These are breathing exercises. Absolutely. Among all the other things there. Let's do second set. Hands underneath the chest. All five fingers of each hand point straight ahead. Legs and feet together, hips and thighs contract. Go ahead, look up and lift up, begin. So you can activate more movement of the rib cage. And even if you have lung damage, you can learn to use the healthy parts of the lungs. Keep the belly button on the floor. Squeeze the back bending muscles for five. Chin up, four. Shoulders relax, three. Squeeze and lift, two, one. All right, change again. Chin on the floor, arms down, turn your head now to the left. And then we also need to strengthen the muscle exhalation, which we do, strengthening the abdominal wall, all of the forward bending head to knee postures, breathing exercises, the sit-ups, that's an exhale breathing exercise. You see it's all woven in, distributed throughout the class. Now is locust posture. Turn the hands over, palms down, slide your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. Then bring the chin on the floor as far as it will go, neck stretching flat to the floor. Spread the fingers out wide, grab the floor at the fingertips, and lift your right leg up. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90, knee straight, toes pointed. Grab the floor at the fingertips, push arms down, leg up, lift up, knee straight, come up. Change gently, right leg lower down. Chin one more forward, just see if it will go. Lock the left leg, lift up, knee straight, toes pointed. Grab the floor at the fingertips. Push arms, as much of the arms down to the floor as you can, from fingertips to the shoulders. Leg up, lift up, go up. Change again, left leg lower down. Good chin forward, Sue. Now third part, turn the head straight in. So the mouth is on the towel. Readjust arms a little bit. Grab the floor at the fingertips. All right. Now both legs, everybody lift up. Come up, everybody. Nice chest, great start without bending the knees. Everybody come up. Everybody legs up. If the legs have separated, squeeze them together. Come up, lift up. One more, go up. Change with control. Legs down under the arms. Release them from the pressure and turn your head to the right. Smooth, steady, exhaling by the nose. All right, second set. Turn your hands over, palms flat to the floor. Pinky fingers side by side. You can roll right and left, or just all together, arms underneath. Slide the chin forward as far as it will go. Push the arms down and right leg for 10 counts. Lift up, 9, you can do it. 8, 7, grab the floor, 6, 5, 4, just hold. 3, breathing smoothly, 2 as possible. 1, gently, right leg down. Will the chin go any more forward? Even the collarbones, can you scoot them towards the mirror? 10 counts, left leg, begin, 9, 8, push arms down, 7, 6, knees straight, 5, toes pointed, 4, nice, Carolyn, 3, upper thigh lift up, 2, good, Juicer, 1, left leg gently down, now turn the head in, readjust arms a little bit, yes, you are challenging the breathing in every posture, so breathe the best if you can according to the posture, go ahead, both legs for 10 counts, lift up, 9, lock the legs, 8, 7, thighs lift, 6, push hands down, 5, 4, you can do it, 3, legs up, 2, even the hips lift up, 1, and then gently down. Take your arms out from underneath you. Turn your head to the left. Full locust, Pranasalabhasana, chin on the floor, bring the arms out to the side, straight out from the shoulders, all five fingers together on each hand, bring legs, feet, and heels together, so you have one leg like a cobra, don't open it. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up, arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Try to bring the arms straight up at first, until you can see in the mirror that fingertips are in line with top of the head, then look up, chin up, lift up, go up, arms can go up, over, and back a little bit. Bring the thighs up more, so just the hip bones touch the floor. Now breathe into the upper front chest for 5 more. Lift up, 4, arms up, 3, chest up, 2, exhale, lift up, 1. Change again, lower down. Take your time, arms down by your sides, turn your head to the right. Second set, chin on the floor. Bring the arms out to the sides like airplane wings. All five fingers together. Legs, feet, and heels together. Look in the mirror. Inhale, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until just the hip bones touch the floor. Now reach out to the side walls with the fingertips, stretching like natural human traction across the chest for five more. Look up, four, legs up, three. On the last exhale, two, lift up a little higher, one, and then gently down. I'm changing the batteries on Zoom. You'll just miss me for Savasana. Turn your head to the left once arms are down. You're back to the green light. I've developed a psychic relationship with this little box. I look at it, I feel like, oh, I've taught this certain amount of classes, it just feels like the batteries are going to need to be changed. I look down, there's a red light. Okay. All right. Let's do bow pose, chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside just below the toes, all five fingers together. It's a way of counting time. It's not a clock. It's just a sense of headset batteries. Okay. Knees about 6 inches apart. Arms and legs are like two wheels in one base. Hold with the hands, but relax the rest of the arms, chest, and neck. Go ahead. Inhale, breathing. Look up and kick up. Press the thighs up, knees up, feet up. Hands get pulled up by your kicking. Think upper thighs press off the floor to backward bend the whole spine. Roll forward onto the abdomen so your feet end up more over the waistband. Roll forward, chin up. Everybody look up. Everyone keep kicking up. Gently lower down. Arms down by your sides. Turn your head to the right. Second set, Dhanurasana, bow pose, chin on the floor. Bend your knees. Hold the feet from the outside just below the toes. Five fingers together. Wrist straight. You don't need to point your toes with the foot muscles. Just holding the feet below the toes will point the feet for you. If you're not holding the feet, you can flex the feet, soles of the feet, opposite of that, Vic, if you want to try it, soles of the feet flat up towards the ceiling. Push heels, knees, and thighs up. Go ahead, and you can try it. Everybody kick up. And if you just want to try back bending the spine, so the pelvis and the lower abdomen at first will press to the floor. You can think thighs up, chest up, ribs up. Everybody kick up. Total spine backward bending. You can roll forward onto the abdomen if you can get a little forward movement. That's it, April. Now just think upper thighs off the floor. Lift the chin up, throat up towards the ceiling, kick. Change, excellent. Bring legs down, arms down, and then turn your head to the left. All right, fixed firm pose. Push yourself up, come up to the top of the mat. You can start by sitting on the heels, knees, and feet together. If you're doing a straight legs version of it, you can just lean back onto the elbows, lift the chest, drop the head back. For regular fixed firm pose, sit down between the heels, separate the feet enough so there's room for the hips to touch the floor. And then once the hips do touch the floor, you can go back hands to the soles of the feet, bring the right elbow to the floor behind you, then the left elbow down. Once the elbows are down, next stage is to lift the chest up, backward bend, drop your head back. And if your head touches the floor, then you can go further. If not, you can stay in the back bend. Once you get all the way back, relax on the shoulders, bring the arms over the head, grab your elbows each other, pull the forearms into the floor, and tuck the chin to the chest. Lift the chest and abdomen up towards the ceiling. You have a nice arch underneath the spine, and then you breathe as deeply as you can according to this posture. Excellent for the spleen, especially. But also always heart and liver moving when you take every single breath. Change again, hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come back up, chest up, chin down. Turn around, relax on your back. Jasmine, do you say your left foot was a little turned out? Did you feel it over there? Okay. You can go back less and just, I'll help you with the feet. So because the foot position determines a lot of the knee and thigh. Yeah. I'll just help you with the feet. So we've had a lot of deep inhales, right? In these postures, there's all this back bending and take a deep breath. But again, part of that balancing is the accessory muscles of exhalation, the muscles that help you push out air. These are super important, and they don't show up as important as often as those inhalation muscles. We, I don't know, culturally tend to think, I got to take air in, but we're less focused on getting, we got to get the CO2 out. So this sit-up is an exhalation breath exercise. Even if you can't do the sit-up, if you have to roll over, still do a forceful exhale. All right, feet together, flex, arms overhead, nice deep breath in. Sit up. As you bring the head to the knees, exhale. That's going to everything together to help the air out. Okay, second set. Fixed firm pose. So you want to have the heels hugging the outer hips, but the feet pointing straight back or slightly turned in. You can separate the knees any amount that feels helpful. Yep, feet just hugging the outer hips, not sitting on them. Yeah, just until you feel that looks great, and you just chill. Like, this is the most chill posture of the class. You can chill the most in this posture. You don't have to balance. You don't have to contract much. Just hang out. If that feels like plenty, that's it. Okay, if you're all the way back, then arms overhead. And you can just enjoy sitting there. And you may feel the leg pressure. We're changing the blood pressure in the legs. All right. Take your time to come up. Hands to the feet with help of the elbows. Come up in the middle. Chest up. Chin down. Turn around. Relax on your back. And then you can release it all. Does that feel better? That's perfect posture. 100%. Not only because you're not bugging that knee area. That's number one reason that's better than going back. But number two, you probably could relax more. Yeah? Send the signal, like, this is a good place to be, system. We're good. Then whatever muscle tension, when you can relax through the course of several breaths holding still, whatever muscle tension can be released in those postures will be more likely to be released. If you're mentally tense or your breath is tense, it's just going to take a little longer to get to that point where the whatever the buildup of tension we have in whichever muscles we each have, it just takes longer to get to. All right, let's do the sit-up. Feet together, flex, inhale, sit up. Push out all the air when your head's coming down to the knees. It's really good for you. All right, next we have half tortoise posture. Turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways, hands, palms together, cross the thumbs. Stretch up, try to touch the ceiling, hips touch the heels. Begin, stretch your upper body forward from the lower spine towards the mirror. Pinky fingers touch the floor, forehead touches the floor if possible, then stretch. Hips as close to the heels as possible. Inhale, fully stretch, slide, walk the hands forward. Try to touch the mirror without intermission. Hold the lower abdomen in, just a little depression there of abdominal wall, and take a few deep breaths. This is one of the big opportunities to expand the lower rib cage around the back the most. So stretch forward, take some deep breaths, but also a complete exhale you can take stomach in. Okay, arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, and come back up. Arms down by your sides. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs and feet together, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, strong exhale, push it all out. Turn around for a second set, sit down on the heels, knees and feet together. No gap underneath the ankles. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead, sideways, hands, palms together, stretch up, hips touch the heels, and then come forward. If you want to do something, Vic, you could just bring arms over the head, decompress the spine like a lying down half moon, lying down half tortoise. To get the arms overhead action, decompression of the spine, everybody. Wonderful. Eyes forward, chin forward. Take a few deep breaths with some depression of the abdominal wall. Holding in a little bit of stomach in with arms over the head and breathing is going to help that upper lift and expansion of the rib cage upward and out to the sides. Very nice. Arms and head together. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms down side. All right, turn around, relax on your back. So we support those muscles. I've been talking a little about the muscles of that help inhaling and the muscles that help exhaling. Also, in this 26 postures class, we have inhale breathing postures and we have exhale breathing postures. Okay. If you really think through it, it's not that hard to figure out, but inhale breathing postures or anything with the arms, you know, over the head, lifting the rib cage, that's already helping you inhale structurally, just generally. All right. And then any head to knee postures are exhale breathing postures. Those activate what's called accessory or helper muscles of exhaling. So you focus on strong inhales on inhale breathing postures, and you focus on strong muscular exhales on exhale breathing postures. We need to develop both. We can't just take deep breaths and not push air out. All right, feet together, flex arms over the head. Nice deep breath in. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, exhale breathing, head down. All right, so next we have camel posture. Turn around, stand up on the knees. In general, all backbending postures are inhaling breathing. Inhale breathing posture. So hands on the hips, fingers point down. Take a nice deep breath. Lift the chest as you inhale, and then drop the head back as far as it goes. Go back halfway, stop in the middle. You can stay with hands on the hips. Let the upper body drop a little so the feet and legs hold you. And right hand down to the right heel, thumb on the outside, four fingers inside. Left hand to the left heel, thumb outside, four fingers inside. You can do any backbending posture, Vic. Take a deep breath into the upper front chest, then exhale, push hips, stomach, thighs forward continuously towards the mirror. Bring the hands back to the hips, push both hips forward, chest up, chin down last. Okay, turn around, relax on your back. Legs and feet together, arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Go ahead, sit up. Exhale as you're rounding the spine, stomach, and head to the knees. Let's try again, camel posture. Stand up on the knees, 6 inches between the knees. 6 inches between the feet. Bring your hands up to the hips or low back again. Pinky fingers maybe, side by side. Try it. Five fingers together on each hand. Inhale, lift up. Go over and back. Now focus on the upper ribs, front of the chest, and that try to focus on inhaling there. You can go back halfway, stop in the middle. Either keep the hands there or one hand at a time down to its heel. Full palm grip, you're working on the heels. On the next exhale, you still do exhale, push hips forward, but it's more of a muscular inhale to the upper chest, and just a little exhale, hips, stomach, thighs continuously push forward towards the mirror. Take your time, come up. First the hands. Push hips forward, chest up. Stomach in at the top when you get out of it. Good. Turn around, relax on your back. Nice and easy, Sue. That's great. That's good, Sue. When you get up to the top, what you did, just kind of have that neutral spine, pelvis under just a little, is good after a deep camel pose, okay? It's really nice. So we go to now, we have two exhale breathing postures, rabbit and head to knee pose. So we're going to focus on a complete exhale and then just breathing in small amount, maybe 20, 25%, and then using the muscles of exhaling when we have the head to the knees, okay? Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale, head to the knees. All right, rabbit posture, turn around, sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Any forward bend, flexion of the spine, if needed, you can start on hands and knees. Now grab the heels, thumbs outside. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling on an inhale and begin. Tuck your chin to the chest, exhale, curl in. Now as you're getting into it, you can exhale and feel the coordination of head to the knees with the exhale. Then once the top of the head is on the floor, lift your hips up, roll forward like a wheel. Make sure you either have the heels in your hands or hands are on the floor next to your feet. Pull on the heels as hard as possible. Lift your hips all the way up until arms, elbows are straight, and you're pulling on the heels. This helps relax the back muscles. The pulling on the heels with the arms, pressing of feet into the floor and stomach, and very important, hold it. Focus on the exhales. Lift up the hips a little bit more. Change. Lower the hips, down to the heels, inhale, breathing, and come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Any questions on rabbit pose? Let's try again. Feet together, flex arms overhead. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Sit up, and then you go to empty lungs, head to the knees. Second set, rabbit posture, turn around, sit on the heels. The arms and hands, they need to be braced. There's two reasons. Go ahead, grab the heels or hands on the floor next to your knees. And exhale, tuck your chin to the chest, go down front side. Number one, to keep the neck out of too much compression, but we also have to have the arms braced in a sense. Lift your hips up, exhale. And focus on the exhales. So if you have your hands next to the head, that's fine. Put a little pressure underneath the hands so you stabilize the arm-shoulder complex. When you're holding the heels, the same thing happens. Lift your hips up. Push hands into the feet or push them into the floor. Lower abdomen in, lift up the hips, press ankles down. Good, change again. Lower the hips down to the heels. Take your time coming up. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs and feet together, arms overhead. Inhale, breathing, full lungs. Sit up, go for the toes. Exhale, breathing as empty as you can. Turn around for a head-to-knee pose. Another exhale, breathing posture. Sit facing the mirror, right leg out, left leg in. Create pressure between inner right thigh and sole of your left foot. Inhale, breathing, arms overhead sideways. There's an inhale breath. Stretch up, then turn to the right. Go down, grab the right foot in front of you, 2 inches below the toes. Pull your toes, flex the foot from the ankle. And then we do the exhale, tuck your chin to the chest, stomach in. Forehead to the right knee. Now you can do all those things together, but to deliberately exhale, bring the head to the knee is going to help you coordinate and strengthen the exhale muscles. Once you have your forehead with the knee, do not let them separate. Pretend they're glued together and push the knee down with the forehead. Do not let the knee go away from the forehead. So I want your forehead, throat muscles, stomach muscles to be the thing pushing the knee down, because as the forehead pushes the knee, all those muscles contract as well. Good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, right leg in. You have a moment with the spine straight. Inhale, stretch up. Try to touch the ceiling. Turn. Grab the left foot. Pull the toes. Then exhale. Chin to the chest, stomach, and forehead to the left knee. Every movement, ultimately, you can coordinate with an inhale or an exhale. And then once you're in an exhale breathing posture, you just breathe in about 20%. Then exhale as completely as you can, sucking in the stomach and rounding the spine. Now you can roll into the center, please, right shoulder down, right elbow down, to get 2 shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle, bring both legs straight out. Lie back. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing fully. Go ahead, sit up, go for the toes, grab your big toes with the first 2 fingers and thumb, walk your hips backwards, 5, 10, even 15 times to get the legs to straighten. Chest up, look in the mirror, flex both feet back from the ankles, all 10 toes turning in. Nice deep inhale, slowly, gently push the knees down until you feel ideally an even stretch, but at first you might feel more of a stretch at the feet or Achilles tendon, calf muscles, wherever you feel it, but overall, eventually it will distribute more from coccyx to the toes. Once your legs are locked, on an exhale, stretch your upper body forward. So inhale in stillness. Exhale, stretch forward, and then hold still again, inhale. On your next exhale, you can stay there or go a little further for 5 more. Pull the toes, 4, good with the feet, Randy, 3, 2, suck in your stomach, 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. Okay, Savasana, relax on your back. A sort of cursory, or just if you just wanted to Google it, like what are the muscles that help inhalation? You could Google inhalation accessory muscles and then also exhalation accessory muscles. There's a lot more time spent, and I'm just talking a very survey sort of let me Google it. Most of the resources you'll find initially will talk about all these helpful muscles for inhaling and quite sort of diminish the accessory muscles of exhaling. They're like, oh, you don't really help yourself exhale. It's just a natural process. It just happens, involuntary diaphragm. But it turns out that exhale power is super important for any sort of asthmatic or emphysema situation. You got to strengthen your exhales. But we all benefit from it. It's not just people who have a diagnosis or, you know, official breathing problem. If we all have that power of exhalation. We're going to have the relaxed rebound of an inhale. And you don't have to struggle so much for an inhale after you have a really wonderful exhale. The inhale, you can just let it float in the body. All right, feet together, flex arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Go ahead, sit up, grab the toes, exhale, strong exhale, so your next inhale can be easy. Turn around, sit facing the mirror. Right leg out, left leg in. Arms overhead sideways, stretch up tall, inhale, turn to the right, and get your forehead and knee as close to each other as they will go right now. Flex the foot from the ankle, roll into the center. As long as the left knee doesn't hurt, you can push the left knee and outer thigh to the floor, two hips, both sides of the pelvis equally on the floor. All five toes of the right foot turn back. Great. Kimberly with the toes. Change again. Come up. Other side. Left leg out. Maximum of 90 degrees between the legs. Turn your upper body to the left. Reach out. Grab the left foot just below your toes. Pull. Flex. And then exhale. Stomach in. Forehead to the left knee. So nice, you guys. Right shoulder down. Right ribs down. So you have the upper back level with the floor the best you can. All right, change again, come back up. Bring both legs straight out in front of you, lie back. As soon as the hands touch the floor, inhale, breathing. Sit up, exhale, head to the knees. All right, grab the big toes, walk your hips backwards, right, left, right, left. The exhale before you start a posture just lets the inhale be with more ease. Flex the feet, turn the pinky toes back. That's it, April. Keep working ankles and feet turning back. More important than straightening the knees. Go ahead, everybody. And more important than stretching the body forward initially. Do your maximum foot flexion, ankles turn back. Go ahead. Once legs are locked, you have a cramp on the top of both thighs. And exhale, stretch your upper body forward from lower spine towards the mirror. Imagine your head touching the toes, or you just go to your limit in that direction with normal breathing. Take your time, come up. Great, Jess. All the little details happening there. Turn around, relax on your back. Now we just get to twist and squeeze everything, all the organs of the pelvis, abdomen, and chest or thorax. Feet together, flex, arms overhead, inhale, breathing. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, breathing, head down to the knees, turn to your right, one quarter turn, bend your left knee in front of you, cross the right foot over the left knee corner, heel touching the knee, two hips on the floor. Inhale, breathing, left arm up, try to touch the ceiling, cross it over your right knee, push the knee back with help of the left arm, then turn the hand over palm down to grab your left knee with the left hand, or you can grab the towel next to your knee, bring the right hand behind you, fingers turned out, eventually right hand on the back, palm out, nice deep breath in. Now turn your head to the right, twisting your entire spine, joints, cartilage, blood vessels, nerves, digestive organs, endocrine glands, lungs, and heart, all twisting to the right. One more little bit. Slowly untwist. Other side, right leg under, put the left foot flat on the floor, heel touching the knee, two hips on the ground, inhale, right arm up. Cross over the left knee, turn the hand over, palm down, grab your right knee with the right hand. Then left hand walks around behind you, fingers turned out, until you can put your hand on the back, palm out. Nice deep breath in, then twist to the left, turn your head. So we involve everything. And once you get to your maximum twist, maintain or restart as smooth breathing as you can. You won't be able to feel a big, full ribcage inhale. You don't have to try that. Just breathe in as much as you can according to the posture. Look to the left side. Chin to the left. Slowly untwist. Okay, undo the arms. Relax on your back. And now we are going to, not just now, in just a moment, we are going to exhale with force more than 100 times. 120 exhales. That's a lot. Strengthening those wonderful, helpful muscles. Feet together, flex arms overhead, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head down to the knees. All right, turn around, sit facing the mirror if possible. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Otherwise, just sit with the spine upright. Hands on your thighs. Try to keep the elbows locked, shoulders down. This will help brace the structure, the bony structure, so you can focus on that soft tissue movement, the muscles, all the internal organs and diaphragm and lungs. And the heart even is affected. You can swallow a couple of times. Focus in the mirror. Begin. five, four, three, two, one. Let one big inhale happen. Exhale, breathing. It's a powerful inhale, that one right there. We'll do another 60 a little quicker. A little stomach cramp is normal. Begin. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Chest up. Keep going. Try to contract and relax very quickly. Five, four, three, two, one. Wonderful practice. Turn around, relax on your back. You can separate the feet and hands, eyes open or closed. This is sort of short announcement, but I sent an email about an hour before class started. I'm having a training weekend, a couple people coming up from Detroit. It's also continuing education. It's not just if you want to be a teacher. It's a whole weekend happening tomorrow. But what I emailed you about is a little excerpt series of, it's like a three chunk workshop, Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. It's all on the breath and spinal anatomy. So I think I sent it at like 7:45. Everyone is invited, welcome to join in. It's in person at this moment only. At some point, Jess, I'll expand to doing this on Zoom, but right now this is my first time doing this particular way of doing it, so feel free to let me know if you have questions. We touched on a lot of it in class today, but there's more discussion. There's class observation as part of it, so you can watch this happen in a variety of human systems, not only your own, which is really, really cool to get the chance to do that. That was an awesome time in here, you guys. Your attention and your breathing and your absorption and just being here. It's really powerful energy. Thanks so much for coming together. Let me know if you have any questions on the way out. Take your time here. I'll see you tonight if you're doing a double, or tomorrow. Beautiful class, Jess. Great to see you.